a nap while I'm doing this.
Alrighty. So we'll start off. Welcome to the show. Comes naturally. We'll start off with news and business for Mike.
Why does this one feel so shitty already?
Because of a third of this group is not into it right now.
Okay. Munger.
Yeah.
Stupid
he's
Munger.
So not into it that he's not here.
Yeah, that's son of a bitch. Michael, would you like to do some business and news?
Yeah. As always, this is a completely free podcast, so if you want to show any support whatsoever, there's a couple things we ask you to do. First, go to the Facebook page. Second, like the Facebook page. Third, share the Facebook page. Fourth, go to iTunes. Fifth, subscribe to the podcast. Sixth, leave a review. Seventh, give a rating. Eighth, listen to the podcast. Ninth.
Question mark.
To be determined?
Tenth?
Good call.
Profit?
It's our 10-step program that we haven't figured out yet.
We're getting there.
But do all that shit.
Yeah.
Or not. Whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
10, you could follow us on Twitter. At Comes Natural Pod.
Yeah. Oh, and thanks for, we had a big, big spike. Not a big spike, but a nice spike in Facebook likes this week, too, which is kind of nice to see. Good to see. So thanks for the people who've told the other people about it, and welcome to, if we have any new listeners, thank you for jumping in. We appreciate that. I feel good now. I got my energy back up.
Yeah, that good? Yeah. All that coke you snorted right off there?
Yeah, man. Let's do this.
All right.
And let's go get some pussy and then, sorry.
Yeah, Jen.
Yeah.
So it comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
I'm Mike.
I'm Cody. And there's no special guest today.
I'm Cody. I'm Cody.
I almost forgot my name. Cody? It was kind of a question.
I am Cody?
I'm new to this. I haven't done it in a while, since last week.
It's true. It's been a whole 7 days.
It's been whole 7 days. It's rough.
Whole 7 days. Not like half 7 days.
Nope. Whole 7 days.
Yeah.
7 days where we travel back in time in a giant sphere.
What?
No? No? Okay. Nobody got that
Shut
reference either.
Shut your mouth hole.
You're fucking weird, Joe. All right. And so today's episode, we're doing a new version of Coming Soon, or as Joe liked to call it last night because he couldn't remember the name of the episode, Upcoming.
Upcoming.
Because that's something we've used before.
Hey, I'm only in the podcast.
Yeah, we know you don't listen to the podcast.
That's true.
Or subscribe to it.
I subscribe to it.
Because we add on a bunch of mean shit about you every podcast. Just we put a tell at the end of each episode of us just saying awful, awful things about Joe, and he's never realized it, so...
Yep.
Proof in the pudding, sir. You're not a fan.
I don't think he likes us that much, to tell you the truth.
I don't like him at all.
That makes sense.
Does make sense. All right, so this newish version of Coming Soon, we will be going over more than just movies. We'll go over video games. I think we're going to do comic books, too, right?
We're going to attempt to. I'm going through the list right now, and there's quite a few comics.
Well, but we'll go over big ones we're excited about, I guess, really.
Yeah.
Mike won't, because he's shaking his head like an idiot. Versus shaking his head like non-idiot,
like,
I guess.
Mike?
No.
Aw. Hey, we said we were going to use the hard R.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Sorry,
retard.
Mike.
Retard. Jesus.
All right, so how do you want to start this, Joe?
We can start
it's your
off with
brainchild.
Movies.
Just movies?
Yeah.
All right. So it's over movies of the month.
Which are? Yeah.
Right?
Are we releasing this Friday?
No, that's what I'm saying. Is that what you want to do is like just go over the movies of the month?
Are we releasing this upcoming Friday? Or I thought we were doing
No, Flash is Friday.
So this is going to be like late. Well, I guess not, huh?
Yeah, really.
All right.
Yeah, because it'll be next week. And if you're listening to this, last week we did Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is going to be fun. Or was fun.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun when you guys listened to it last week.
Yeah. Didn't you enjoy it?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we'll start with this week's or this month's movies. I'm gonna go over the ones that I want to see, and then you guys can chime in on whatever. And if I forget one, go fuck yourself.
Like normal.
So as of recording this week, October 3rd will be the release. We have Annabelle, which looks god awful.
Yep.
So that's fun. We have Gone Girl, which I think looks insanely good.
Yep.
It's one with Ben Affleck and Barney Stinson is in it. There is Left Behind, the, as Mike put it, the, people raring to go for this one are Nicolas Cage and the Christians.
Yeah. Cause they're all fucking amped up for it, dude.
So they're super ready for that one. And that's it for this week.
So if you're either a Christian or a Nick Cage fan, this movie's right up your alley. Which I'm pretty sure it's two separate crowds. So
especially
big money for this movie coming soon.
Doesn't everybody like Nick Cage though?
No.
No?
No.
Nobody does Rapture movies.
Oh.
That's what it's about. It's the Rapture.
Well, I know what Left Behind is about. I definitely know that.
Yeah.
The Christians are super amped for it, as Mike said.
They are.
In a great way.
I even saw on the internet that Duck Dynasty fuck was promoting it.
I don't think he was promoting
it. No, he was.
No, I think he actually was.
He was legit promoting it.
Really?
Saying how good the movie is and how everyone needs to see it.
Well, definitely not going to go see it now.
Yeah, dude. Duck Dynasty says, hey, this is good.
Hey, you know what else is good? Not that fucking show.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so the week after the week of the 10th, we have Dracula Untold.
That's pretty dope.
Which I'm going to see for sure. We have The Judge with the Downey Juniors and the Duvalls. Because there's more than
multiples?
One of them. It's not really.
No.
It's only one of each.
Robert, and Robert Dax Downey Jr. goes full Eddie Murphy and plays every character in it.
Plays Robert Duvall as his dad in the movie. I'm playing a guy playing another guy who's related to the other guy that I'm playing. There is Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, which I'm not going to see. I don't know why I brought that up.
Neither do I.
It does take an entire line, though. There is a. Have you seen the trailer for Autonoma, that Antonio Banderas post-apocalyptic movie?
No.
Looks fucking insane. You should check it out sometime. That's it for that week, so... Jacqueline Told and The Judge. There you go. It's your two fucking choices. Unless you have kids and go take them to see that awful Disney movie with that guy from the Foxcatcher in it. October 17th, I can't read numbers today, we do have Fury.
I can't go back and put the one in.
Nope. I screwed up already, so it's October 17th. Fury comes out. That's the tank movie with the Brad Pitt,
which looks really good, despite the fact that it has Shia LaBeouf in it.
Yeah, we can, you know, it's not like starring him. I mean, he's in it for sure. But
now something that comes to mind that somebody told me that he's retiring from acting.
Not soon enough. He probably stole that from Chris Evans. So
because he stole it and he steals stuff.
Yeah, he does. If you don't know, look it up. The tank movie looks awesome. It looks pretty intense. The newest trailer.
The cast is pretty legit too. Yeah. I know you mentioned
it's got
Shia
Percy
LaBeouf,
Jackson in it.
Right.
What's his name?
Gives them an unfair
advantage. What's his name?
Percy Jackson. No one knows his fucking name, dude.
Logan something.
Okay.
Yeah, closer than you. Percy Jackson's in it. The Nazi killer from the Quentin Tarantino movie's in it. That Mexican security guard from Paul Blart is in it.
Michael Pena.
Yeah. It's going to name people there.
Yeah, Michael Pena. Logan Lerman.
Logan. I knew it was starting with an L.
John Barenthal's in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
John Barenthal's in another movie that looks good. That's he's finally doing stuff. I think it's Walking Dead. There was someone else that was in it, too.
Brad Pitt.
I said Brad Pitt.
You have Jason Isaacs.
Jason Isaacs, that's the one.
Scott Eastwood.
That one guy.
That Clint's kid?
I don't know.
I know Clint's kid's doing movies. Does it look like
Is he acting or I thought he was directing?
No, he's acting.
Oh, is he?
He looks just like Clint Eastwood did when he was younger.
Terrifying.
Does that look like him? That's him.
I can't tell. But there's like some pictures.
You just done lost your iPad, son.
Yeah.
It is him?
Yeah.
That's cool.
If you pull up some like old school Clint Eastwood pictures, like when he first started acting, it's actually eerily similar to some of his sons. Yeah.
Birdman comes out that week too.
That one looks so weird and twisted. Like I kind of really want to see
it. What is that one about?
An actor who played a superhero in a TV show called Birdman,
and then he starts to like go crazy. Yeah, like, he tries to revive his career.
Yeah,
so by doing like a play of it.
Yeah, and then like he has like split personality and like
so he starts believing him, and then, starts believing he was Birdman.
Yeah, and it's like Birdman falls behind. Like you
so, it's like if Michael Keaton went crazy and really thought he was Batman, like this would be the documentary of it.
That would be pretty funny though.
Looks it's got a bunch of people in it, so it looks pretty crazy. I think that's it.
Edward Norton's in it.
Is he?
Yeah. Plays his agent or something like that. Fan.
I am. I do like him.
Emma Stone?
Emma Stone plays his daughter.
She looks like a bitch in the trailer, though. She's yelling at him. I was all, calm down.
He was going crazy. He walked down the street in his underwear, so.
Calm down, Quinn Stacy.
Yeah, how about you go die in a clock tower?
Ha!
Spoilers from like 30 years ago. except it wasn't a clock tower, it was a bridge. But
hey, speaking of which, I was watching TV the other day and FX had a bunch of Spider-Man movies on. I think they did all of them except for the newest one.
They did the original.
Well, they did Amazing.
Oh, really?
Also at the end of that. But
how confusing that for people who don't fucking pay attention.
Yeah. So I watched pretty much all of two, and I don't. Everyone talks about that one being great. It's not. And three is really bad. So.
Two's a lot better than three.
Two was great for its time, but it has definitely been. You can definitely tell it was made for, like, no money and, like, hardly any special effects.
Big money back then, but the effects are really bad. But even just the acting, like, the theme of it, it comes off real corny and cheesy, man.
Because that's what Sam Raimi does, though.
It's only like 12 years ago, though. It shouldn't feel corny or cheesy already.
A lot of shit happened, bruh.
Bruh.
Yeah. Let's see. October 24th, John Wick.
Looks amazing.
That one does look really, really good.
So I'm super excited about that one. And that new fucking Bill Murray movie, St. Vincent, comes out. But I don't think I'll watch that one in theaters. So looks like it could be funny, but also looks like it could be not funny. But John Wick, if you guys don't know, we haven't talked about it on the show as of yet of this recording, technically.
I don't think so.
Because this one will come out before the one we did talk about it. But remembering stuff that hasn't happened for the people who are listening right now. So watch the trailer first off. It is amazing. Keanu Reeves plays an assassin who, I guess, retires in a way. And then, like, his wife is dying of some kind of disease, like cancer or something. She gives him a puppy. She passes away. He's driving somewhere in his car, gets gas. Guy's like, hey, how much for the car? And he's like, it's not for sale. Drives away. Looks like they follow him back to his house. They beat the shit out of him. They kill his puppy. He has to bury the puppy, and then he goes back to his ways and just fucking murders everybody in his way. Yeah, it looks ridiculous. Super action-packed. I think it's rated R, right?
Yeah.
I guess I could check here. I mean, I have the internets in front of me.
I believe it is rated R, and it does look absolutely nuts.
Yes, it does. Yeah, the rated R for strong
sexual content.
wait, let me read this exactly.
There's a lot of full penetration in it, but I'm thinking it's bullets into flesh.
This is what rated R for strong and bloody violence throughout language and brief drug use.
Brief drug use?
Yeah.
Needed a lot of drug use.
But
drug use throughout.
It rated R for strong and bloody violence throughout.
Shooting themselves up with cocaine at the same time.
That's the best description you can have of an R-rated movie. Strong and bloody violence throughout. I'm like, yeah, well, that just seems like a good Saturday night. You know what I mean?
It's a nonstop action movie is what prom. It is. I do love the one of the lines from the movie, and I don't remember all of it, but was the... Where they're talking about John Wick, and they're like, do you know who you guys did that to? And they're like, no. He's like, that's John Wick.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like the name resonates.
It's like, you know who you just saw live on stage? Cher.
Ooh.
don't know why I compared Cher and John Wick, but why did that happen
just now?
Because if you say the name Cher, you automatically picture someone
a really
who looks
old,
like
a crazy woman.
Exactly. Not Phyllis Diller. Then I guess the last week of the month is October 31st. Two movies stand out to me on there. Nightcrawler, which is the new Jake Gyllenhaal movie. That looks
insane.
That
one looks creepy.
Where
and
he
then
teleport
horns.
Different places and he's blue.
Yeah.
And, tail.
And he's played by some French shitty actor.
Yeah.
First off, Alan Cumming is not French. He's Irish.
Whatever.
Mike's all close enough.
Shitty. He's awesome. But besides that,
he sucks big dick.
I do believe he is gay.
This is Nightcrawler origins.
Where Jake Gyllenhaal becomes Nightcrawler. Somehow becomes a small, frail Irishman.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Who plays a French guy. That's why Mike thought he was French, because Nightcrawler's character in the comic was French. That's why I thought he was French. It's called being an actor.
Fuck that. He was in Get Carter. Remember that movie?
Nightcrawler was?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one in the X-Men.
Alan Cummings.
The X-Men Nightcrawler. Not the Bubble Boy Nightcrawler. So you got two Nightcrawlers, basically. You got
so
X-Men Nightcrawler.
He can
and Bubble
teleport,
Boy
but he has to have the bubble, so he can only teleport inside the bubble.
And so when he gets
to
where he's going. Yeah.
I guess if he holds on enough.
Yeah.
So that way when he gets to where he's going, if he teleports into a bad situation, he has bubble protection. So he gets hit by a bus.
Just bouncing off of enemies.
I love that movie.
I still think it's his best movie.
It's so good. So funny. Danny Trejo has a tattoo of his mom on his chest. It's funny.
This is the ice cream truck that also sells curry.
Yeah.
It made me laugh so hard.
It's curry-flavored ice cream, though.
Ugh. Well, no, because you had all the kids chasing it. It was like, ice cream. And you had the one Indian kid in the back channel. He's all, curry.
Yeah, but remember, it was curry-flavored ice cream.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it just made me laugh.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And then they hit the cow, and he gets all fucking distraught. Cause he splits a cow in half somehow.
What was the...
And then the truck drives by, and he's praying there. He goes, brruh, and he splatters blood and sinew and shit all over him. Oh, it's so funny. What? Sorry, go ahead.
The old guy's, like, old lady's name was, like, Poontang, right?
Yeah. The one in the plane.
And so they kept, the plane kept
and then the driver of the car.
So funny.
And they were brothers. And some old Asian broad that they were in love with. Really funny.
You want $500? Yeah, I want $500. You want $500?
Yes, I want $500. You want $500? That's so funny. So Nightcrawler with all that stuff.
Hey, spoilers, then, at the end of Bubble Boy, doesn't need the bubble, so.
You motherfucker. Yeah. I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So, suck that.
He's watching it in chunks of like 5 minutes each.
Every year I watch 5 minutes, and I'm almost done with it, and
Mike
just fucking
ruined
it.
How good this movie is. He wants to just string
just
it along.
Savor it forever.
He rewatches those 5 minutes like every day, though.
Well, yeah, I watch 5 minutes every year, not like 5 minutes once a year. Literally. All I watch is the 5 minutes of that movie a year.
Yeah.
I'm really behind on my TV shows. Also that week is Horns, the new Daniel Radcliffe movie where he actually has horns. It looks pretty
interesting.
That's
the one where, because Harry Potter, like, tried to curse somebody and it bounced off a mirror and gave him horns.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
I honestly haven't seen a trailer for this movie.
That's not even close.
That sounds bad.
He tries to curse, not close at all. Like, and then last for that month is the anniversary of Saw. So they're putting it back in theaters for a day.
For Halloween.
I'm so depressed, like I told these guys earlier, that we don't have any good horror movies during Halloween.
Nope.
In years past, there's at least been a couple. Last year was... what was the one with the films? I'm trying to remember.
Films.
One that they found the films in the attic, and he watches Insidious.
Oh, Insidious, yeah.
Yeah, which was halfway decent. It wasn't amazing, but it was halfway decent. It was pretty much the only thing that came out last year.
Was that in October?
That was a couple years ago, wasn't it?
No, it was last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was October.
Yeah. Remember that kid ran the other people over with the lawnmower? That was fucked up.
Yeah.
You're fucked up.
But it just sucks that this year we don't
Spoilers, at the end of the movie, they don't need the bubble.
You motherfucker.
Weird, right? That's the twist.
What a twist it is.
What a twist. Not it wasn't Insidious.
It wasn't Insidious?
No, Insidious was a different one. The one with Ethan Hawke. What the fuck was it called?
That and Insidious. Which one was Insidious?
Insidious is the one with where the like crazy ghost lady was haunting the family and stuff.
Was it
Sinister? Sinister?
Sinister, yeah. Sinister. There we go.
That's
Sinister.
What we were talking about. Yeah. Anyway, spoilers. At the end of Sinister, they don't need the bubble.
I don't think there was a bubble.
They didn't need the bubble the whole time. And that's the lesson of life, kids.
Yeah. I hit the wrong button.
Bubbles? What are you looking up?
Sinister.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so yeah, my point was just that, yes, Annabelle we get at the beginning of the year, but it doesn't look very good.
Beginning of the month.
End of the month. Yeah, I said end of the year. Apparently, it's even a spin-off of The Conjuring.
Yeah, it's like a prequel spin-off thing.
Wasn't a movie that really caught my attention either. It's just depressing.
I didn't watch it.
Paranormal Activity. That's what I want.
I didn't watch
Conjuring. Shit, Mike was right. No, Sinister was 2012. The fuck was last year?
It would have. Then it would have been Insidious, wouldn't it have been?
No, Insidious 2010.
Shit, then there wasn't anything last year either.
You're not anything last year.
All right. I'm loving it. Gross.
That's gross.
Mike's fucking penetrating the cord.
No, that's not a thing. Anyway, I didn't see Conjuring because someone spoiled the ending for me. They said at the end they didn't need the bubble the whole time.
Really, Joe? Is that where we're play this game?
It's already been played.
You dick face.
Cody, what's your middle name? Spoiler.
Not funny.
Wasn't a joke. That's real life. You ruin everything.
I don't ruin everything. I didn't tell people about the end of Bubble Boy like a dick.
Yeah, you did. You're the one who told me.
No, because I haven't seen it yet. Because, again, still watching 5 minutes every year.
Anyway, so you guys want to move into movies then? Since we
just did movies.
You dumb son of a...
You don't even pay attention when we're doing the show.
Video games.
Can you just say anything we just said?
I'm paying attention.
Obviously not.
When your voice goes all high like that, it means you're lying.
It means you're lying.
All right, go to video games.
Yeah, movies, video games.
There's like three good ones. Go watch those ones or not. It's whatever.
There really weren't any good ones. This
John month. Wick.
John Wick, yeah.
Some other shit.
The Judge.
So I guess there really were three.
Yeah. Bring up the list, jackass.
So anyway, I'm going to start the first week in September.
Nope.
Too late.
Oh, okay.
Just because Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor comes out.
Came out.
That already came out.
So when you listen to this, it'd be last week sometime.
Yesterday, but it's still new enough to actually, I would say, mention.
And then Smash Brothers came out on that Friday of that week.
Wait, why are you going back to the 1st of September if you're talking about the 30th of September?
I'm talking about the 30th of September.
You said the beginning of September.
I meant the 30th.
Just go with the list. Nobody cares.
Go to your list.
So Middle-Earth, Shadow of Mordor. I thought it looked like a pretty good game. Especially for a Lord of the Rings game. Something that it'd be interesting. RPG. I was a little disappointed because I had heard initially that it was going to be a next-gen console only, but apparently it will be out on the older ones, the 360 and the PS3, but that doesn't get released until next month for some reason.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them old console-having motherfuckers.
Hey, man.
Hey, I have an old console.
I do, too. I also have the new ones.
Moving into October 3rd, we have Super Smash Bros. For the 3DS, which I think actually looks pretty good, even though some of us here don't... Like
have a
fighting
3DS?
Games on handhelds.
It's fucking retarded.
When do you think we'll be able to play Mario type games on real consoles?
You can play Mario type games on real consoles.
No, he means like real consoles, not like the Wii.
Yeah, not the Wii.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
The Wii's really? Got him handicapped. Yeah.
I don't think it'll
the Wii
ever
sucks, man.
So get a Wii U then.
Wii U sucks. It's just
the
Wii
same
with
fucking console.
HD.
Oh, better online. Shut your fucking mouth.
Sorry, I don't know who he's talking to. If third-party developers actually made games for it and they were good, you would buy one.
Yeah, and it hasn't happened yet, so I pre-ordered a Wii U, and then I sold that pre-order because I knew I wasn't going to buy it.
Did you make any money off of it?
I sold it for $5.
How much you pay?
$5. This is a pre-order. So,
guess you didn't take a loss.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. Good way to be math.
Math.
So for October 7th, for those of you who like Minecraft, you can now buy it on the PS4.
Yay.
I don't know really why that you would want to play it on a console game.
Play a fucking old school looking game on the newest, most powerful consoles.
Hey, when you really, really need high def 8-bit or 16-bit or whatever
For all the people out there who have played Minecraft, you're an idiot because it's called Legos. But also, you should...
He plays Minecraft.
I don't probably play Minecraft. Does. I play Legos.
You've played Minecraft.
No, I don't.
You've played it.
No, I haven't.
You've never played it.
Never played it.
Bullshit. I saw it on your computer before.
You're a lying sack of shit.
No, I'm not. I remember one time I sat at your computer. You're like, Minecraft's up if you want to play that.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I've never played Minecraft.
Why the fuck was it up on your computer then?
It wasn't.
It was. I 100% for a fact. I'm not even lying. You have a problem mentally if you can't remember that. Or your split personality is starting to take
I've never had Minecraft on my computer. Ever.
Yeah. I believe you, Mike.
Thanks.
Don't believe him. It's not fucking true.
It is true. Why would I lie about this?
Because you're mistaking me for somebody else.
No. Who's fucking... who else do I go over to hang out with? Ever. Nobody else.
I've never had Minecraft on my computer.
Anyway...
Ever.
All right, we'll just agree to disagree, I guess.
The fuck are you talking about?
What else
also
is that
coming
week?
Out October 7th, I'm really stoked about is Alien Isolation.
This
now,
looks awesome.
Even though I say I'm really stoked about, I'm also really weary about it just because of Alien Colonial Marines.
Don't think about that.
It was really, really shitty. So I am waiting for reviews to come out, hopefully in the next couple of days. Probably not until it actually gets released. To see whether it is good or not. But if it is, I am so down for buying that. Because I really, really love the concept of the game of just being a lone survivor.
The trailers have been fucking creepy and outstanding, look good. And then you have the voice acting of the original cast. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah. Let's see, going into October 9th, I know that some people will be excited to get Final Fantasy 13 on the PC.
Yep.
I'm not one of them.
You ever played Final Fantasy?
I've played a little bit of it. I just don't like that type of
I used to play all the Final Fantasy games back in the day.
I never played it.
I've never really liked that type of taking turns to hit people type of combat. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Turn-based.
Moving to October 14th, we do have Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Yeah!
Pre-sequel. Makes me laugh every time I hear that.
Yeah, I know.
Fantastic word that no one thought of before.
It does look like a really awesome game. I know I'm going to get it. I know Cody's going to get it.
I'm going to get it.
I've heard of that shit show.
wow, just my throat. It needs some water. You also have The Evil Within, which I've seen a couple of
fuck that game
of trailers for it.
Game
it looks really
terrifying.
Creepy and terrifying. So it might be good, especially for Halloween time.
For the Halloweens.
This is Halloween.
Hey, they also released a Duck Dynasty game that week.
On the 3DS I saw it. I was looking at the list.
No, it's for PS4, Xbox One, PS3.
Oh, is it for all of them?
Yeah.
Is it like basically you're a family and most of them hate gays and black people?
Except it also includes like Duck Hunt.
Oh, so like...
I don't think it actually does because...
So you get to shoot a bird and then yell racial
only
slurs
white birds,
at
though.
It.
You only shoot white birds, though.
Because blackbirds would be too
racist.
Upfront racism. Yeah. Racism too in your face for manufacturers.
Let's see. October 21st, it lists a couple games coming out. Samurai Warriors. Nah, I don't really care. October 24th, if Eric were here, he would love that Civilizations is getting Beyond Earth. I want to say that's actually an expansion pack.
No, it's a new game.
It's a new game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bayonetta 2. Also comes out October 24th.
Looks fucking awful.
I've never been like a fan of the Bayonetta series.
The first one, you mean?
Yeah, but they've also I don't know, it seems to be making more like comics and stuff. There's a bunch of different shit. Medium and shit that they have for it. I've never been a fan of it, but I did run across an Easter egg for Bayonetta 2.
I know the
Star Fox Easter egg where they have a whole entire level. You're in an R-Wing? A-Wing?
A-Wing. A-Wing. R-Wing. Yeah, R-Wing.
R-Wing. And it's exactly Star Fox style. You're just sitting, you're behind it, you're piloting the ship, and shooting enemies in front of you, and then they have like the giant enemies with the glowing red areas that you have to hit in order to destroy them. It's freaking.
And your costume looks awesome. Like Star Fox?
Yeah.
Made me fucking laugh.
They end the different levels with the like Star Fox where they'd be like hit total and points and stuff like that. I was like, this is fucking badass.
Totally awesome.
October 28th. You have Sunset Overdrive, a game I know that Cody said that he's going to be getting. Yes. It looks interesting.
What is it? I never even heard of that one.
It's a crazy open world game where you get to run around and kill zombie-ish things with outlandish weapons.
Nah.
Yeah.
Basically, if you take Saints Row, the last two ones, so 3 and 4, and you mix it with Dead Rising, basically. That's basically what Sunset Overdrive is.
Yeah, and it just didn't really catch my attention.
Goddamn fucking craziness.
For those of you who love sports, NBA Live NBA Live 15 comes out.
2K15.
Which don't get.
Nope, it says NBA Live 15. That's live. I'm reading it, and that's what it says.
But they're doing another live one?
They did a live one for the last set.
I thought it was only 2K. No.
Live came back. They're out for like a couple years.
Don't buy that. That's awful.
Live used to be so much better, like when 2K first came out, and then like they stopped doing anything with it.
What's the difference then between them?
It's like real people, the other one looks like live.
Yeah, that was the first thing that you started noticing is that 2K, like when I can't remember the years, but so when NBA Live was in their heyday, from EA, it was good and it progressed nicely, and then all of a sudden 2K came out, and I still think Live was better than probably the first couple of 2Ks, but then all of a sudden 2K started looking much better, and then the gameplay was a lot cleaner, and then you could do a lot more stuff, and all of a sudden Live actually started looking worse, and it actually started regressing in terms of like gameplay and your move set and how you're able to control started getting a lot more blockier. And then Live went away. Just nice. Didn't come out 1 year, even though it was advertised. And it had a release date and everything. And then when that release date came up, nothing. And then a couple years later, for the launch of the new consoles, 2K came out. And then Live came out, 14. And you could just look. Like, if you look at the cover, it's like real people. So you can't tell. You turn around, you look at the back cover.
These graphics are amazing.
2K is like, you know, new level, new graphics engine, new blah, blah, blah. It's listing out things. And it has like four different pictures of like people getting dunked on. It's all gameplay pictures. And then Live has one picture of Kyrie Irving like doing a crossover. And it looks like NBA Live 99 for the fucking 64. It looks super shitty. And it's just like all 32 NBA teams. It's like
features.
There's nothing written on the back, dude. It's like the saddest back cover in the history of sports games.
It's in small lettering. It just says thank you for buying this and not 2K15.
And it was funny because that was the first like PS4 game or Xbox One game to drop in price, and like it's like $29 you can get like almost immediately afterwards. It was like make it 29, maybe we'll sell some.
That's sad. Also out that week of October 28th is WWE 2015 or 2K15 for you wrestling fans out there.
Yeah. Nerds, whoever are wrestling fans, bunch of wrestling nerds,
Mike.
I know.
You've got a pre-order, don't you?
I don't.
The Hulk Hogan version.
I would, though.
The Hulkamania version.
Yeah, for $100, you get a signed picture of Hulk Hogan the game.
Like I said earlier, I'm surprised it doesn't come with Hulk Hogan.
He just comes, he hand-delivers it.
Yeah, he's just trying to make money everywhere he can. You got to these days. There's stuff on October 31st to round out the month. Moto GP14. Xbox One Special Edition Armored Forza. Oh, it's a wireless controller nobody cares about. Okay.
All right. Good job, Joe.
Joe.
Yes?
Good job.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
He drove that portion of the show, guys.
I did drive that portion of the show.
He was the driver. Cody?
I wasn't ready for anything else because I'm still mad at Mike.
For what?
Accusing me of playing Minecraft.
Okay, just closing on yourself. The next thing then we would want to, I guess, talk about.
Upcoming comics.
Upcoming comics. And there's a lot of comics out there.
Yeah. What's the biggest ones?
Well, you have the...
Endgame starts this month, doesn't it? For Batman? The new storyline? Or is that next? Never mind. That's still a while out.
You have Witches, which comes out...
next week.
Next week.
Scott Snyder, Jock. Super scary looking book.
And what's it kind of about? It's about...
Everything you ever were scared about. Like anything. It's all about scary stuff. Literally. That's what it's about. And witches, obviously.
Okay, but that's what I was waiting for. You know, witches to come in. Thor number one comes out this week. That I do remember that now. The first one to feature... Well, not the first one to feature...
The new Thor.
Yeah. First one to feature the new Thor, even though they have had a female Thor in the past. Right?
Yeah. This isn't real new Thor. And it's someone we actually know from the Marvel Universe. We just don't know who it is yet. Until today when they read it. I guess we look it up because probably someone's already
also read today it. As of recording, so when you get this last week, it'd be issue one of Winter Soldier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a fucking Christian Ward variant, too.
Well, yeah, because he's just doing variants left and right.
Motherfucker. I'm not going to find it. I know I'm not. Still bitches.
And I'm looking for other stuff.
Oh, Axis Evil begins this month?
Yeah.
Why did I think it was later?
I don't know. You have Suicide Risk that comes out today. I know they're also releasing... the next hardcover for Fables, Volume 9, I believe
it is. Volume 9, yeah. Which I will be purchasing, even though I have all the individual issues.
Yeah, but why not collect it? You know, collect whatever. Everything.
All of them's.
This week, the second arc of Scott Snyder's Batman Origins comes out on trade.
Yeah, what order is it in, though?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be all weird. So they do a really bad job of making
DC's awful at it.
Their graphic novels.
Fucking horrendous.
Trades. Did you see that, was it Quesada had a
the fucking Star Wars? Star Wars one? Yeah.
Oh, dude, that looks so
good. The wraparound
good.
Cover? Oh, yeah, dude. I'm so fucking
when does the, do the...
January.
January?
January 2015.
Far away. Why is there already cover art that we see?
It's to get you pumped for it, bro. It's written by Jason Aaron, yeah?
It's too early of a cock tease for that.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Never played Minecraft.
Next week, we also get Batman Noir, the long Halloween hardcover.
No.
What are you doing?
Playing video games, apparently.
No. A video came up on... I was looking something up.
Which one? The
it's listed as Noir, the long Halloween hardcover.
Like that, not the absolute though.
No, it's just a hardcover. It's listed as.
Oh, that's weird. I don't need that though.
Of course you do.
No, I don't.
I'm looking for Sandman Overture. I don't know if that's a statue.
You know that's not gonna come out for another like 5 months. Like number two or number three out.
Neil Gaiman, another one that you just need to chain to his desk so that he actually finishes his stories.
Nope.
Why no? You would actually get stuff released then.
Eh, let him be free.
Looking for Copperhead.
Just under C.
When it's not alphabetized, you know, it's hard to...
Thanks, Comicology, for being shitty. Blame Amazon for that.
Copperhead ended up, actually, they released the first issue last month.
Yeah.
So I was trying to find out when the next issue would be coming out. It's a very interesting comic. Very simple, at least right now. which is actually one of the reasons why I like it. It reminds me a lot of Brian K. Vaughan.
Well, he did like it, so...
Which was the reason why I picked it up. Kind of a cool, like, space western type thing.
Yeah.
Which you guys are both still reading month to month on stuff. What's your favorite current series right now?
Saga would be definitely, if not the top, it'd be the way up there.
So you get Saga, it means you have to pick something else.
Why? I can't buy Saga?
You can buy it. I'm just saying. What's your second favorite then? If Saga's your...
I like Saga.
Yeah, but you're reading 100 fucking comics a month. What's your second favorite outside of Saga?
Let's see. I like East of West. It's amazing. Sex Criminals. It's really good. Sex is really good. That's a comic book, not just the action. Kind of like both.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Let's see.
Cody, stop trying to high-five me.
Fables. Invincible. Let's see. Black Science.
And you're going deep, and you haven't even reached one of, like, the, big mainstream comics. Like, a big DC Marvel one, like.
Let's see. What else? Batman's. I got Snyder's Batman in there.
Batman Eternal's
like weekly, sometimes twice a week. It's fucking ridiculous. They're really good though. Like they're like one shots, but like there's four stories in one book, so it's like four shots, but like in one book, it's really fucking weird.
Four shots?
Yeah.
That's what Joe gets. That's what Joe gets at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Four shots to the mouth.
Hey, you gotta stay awake somehow.
I don't know, maybe there's a lot of stuff I get every month. Shudder's really good.
Shudder actually is really good. Did you read the last issue?
No, I haven't read it yet.
Oh my god. Just so
I've been reading
up.
Chew.
Been reading
Let me tell
Chew.
You about Chew. So Chew is amazing, first off. John Layman and Rob Guillory's Chew, it is the most fucking bizarre book you will ever read in your life. And the shit that's in the background that Rob Guillory throws into it, that I think it's all him. If it's John Layman helps him, it's fantastic. But there's always shit written on like on posters or walls that make you giggle. But then like you see cameos of people that you recognize. Like I sent one to Joe and Mike the other day of Jay and Silent Bob. Not Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. It was literally Jay and Silent Bob. And it looked like they were from the animated cartoon. Yeah. Just in the balcony. And it was next to the old guys from the Muppets. And then right below them were two stormtroopers eating popcorn. It was fucking ridiculous. It's so... just little shit like that they throw in, like, is super hilarious. Plus, the comic book is amazing.
Such a weird concept, though.
Oh, it's a super weird concept.
The fact that he has to
so
eat.
In this world, there's people who have these psychic abilities, and one of them is a cebopath, which is what the main character, Tony Chu, has. Basically, what happens if he ingests any type of food at all, he can flash to its past and see, like, for example, if he bites into an apple, he can see what tree it was grown on, what orchard, what pesticides were used, who picked it, everything, all the way to when he ate it. If he eats a person, on the example, he takes a bite of somebody, living or dead, he can flash to their entire life and who killed them or what crimes they might have done. And then there's, like, his twin sister that you finally meet later on. She has the same ability, but hers is... She bites anything living, and she can see the future of them, like that. His daughter has the same thing. Then he has his former partner that has the similar ability as his, but it's not as powerful as Tony's. You have people who can, like his Tony's girlfriend, can write. She's a food blogger, like food reviewer for a newspaper. She can write so accurate; it actually seems like you're tasting and eating the food she's writing. Which is fucking insane, because the problem with Tony is he can't eat anything. The only thing that isn't affected by his cebopath ability is beets. So all he can eat is beets and beet juice, because everything else he flashes to. Something about beets that he can't do it. So in this world of Chew, besides the psychopaths, the whole thing starts is one year at one point there was an avian flu outbreak that killed a third of the population of Earth. So you can imagine how many people that actually is. And so there was a poultry ban on it, on all poultry. So not just chicken, but like turkeys and all sorts of shit like that. So the FDA became the most powerful government force on the planet because they had to police it and make sure no one had it. And so one of the big things in the beginning of the series is Tony becomes an FDA special crimes agent, and their job is to go and basically do food-related crimes and things like that. But then it spreads out to, like, murder and stuff like that, and, oh, it's crazy. It's and, like, he has to eat, like, dead people, like, parts of dead people to see who killed him and find stuff. It's, yeah, it's fucking insane. So check it out, because it's the art's amazing. The story's fucking ridiculous. It's pretty awesome.
The art's misleading too, because when you gave it to me first time, the first couple panels, I'm like thinking it's a certain style, and then bam, it gets really fucking violent. Like,
yeah. It's super cartoony, and then all of a sudden, like, dude's spilling guts everywhere. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah, and like the names, it's so clever. The names that like of the of some of the issues, like the story arcs and stuff. There's like Major League Chew, and it shows. Yeah. Like, it says that, but it's, like, it shows, like, baseball cards. There's, like, this rotting corpse of a baseball player. It, like, looks like a fucking baseball card, and it's super hilarious. And, like, yeah, it's really opened up. And when you get to, like, the second major collection, which is the third and fourth story arc, it just opens up to craziness even more. Because, like, you get introduced to a lot of Tony's family and stuff, and the fact that, like, nobody likes him and his family. Except for his twin sister, Antonella, who they call Tony also, but with an I.
Nice.
Super fucked up. So, really like that one a lot.
Is that currently going, or when you catch up, are you going to be done?
No, it's still going. Oh, okay. They're only on issue like 44, 43, something like that, just came out. So I'm almost caught up because I'm like on issue 20 something, like 20.
Did you read your Fear Agents yet?
Oh yeah.
How are those?
Amazing.
Yeah.
So amazing that I finished one and two, which are giant volumes, and went back and started reading one again, and then got Chew volume 2 and 3. So I stopped reading that, and then I've been reading sparsely reading stuff in between, but I've been reading so much Chew and Fear Agent again. And I got some. What else? There was another graphic novel I got.
What was it?
It doesn't matter. It's something else I got. Oh, it was the Dan Slott Arkham book that was really good too. I finally read that as well. So I read Haunted Night though that about like 3 months ago.
You'll get to it.
Yeah, eventually.
Maybe. Or not. Either way.
Yeah. You know.
Anything else big to note, Joe?
You have October 15th, Starlight comes out, the next Starlight.
Oh, yeah. That's the new story arc, right? No.
No.
Is that 5? What issue is that?
It was, I think it was 6, actually.
I thought that was the new story arc. It can't be. He doesn't go that fast.
Yeah.
Maybe it isn't then. What? Hold on. I don't think how 5 ended.
I know that we have Dr. Spectre that comes out on October 22nd, which
it's actually a pretty good book. Yeah. I got it because Christian Ward was doing covers, but it's actually a really good book. I like that one a lot. If you guys want to read something crazy about science, Manhattan Project, it's a Jonathan Hickman book. Jonathan Hickman, right? Shit.
I don't read it.
Yeah, it's a Hickman book. The first hardcover volume comes out today, which is the 1st of October. So if you want to get a crazy science book that's all about the actual Manhattan Project, but not the way that it was originally done in history, has Albert Einstein in it and all sorts of crazy fucking scientist stuff, and it's really bizarre. And it comes out today.
Does it have the Watchmen in it?
No.
No.
That'd be weird.
And that'd be awesome.
Like, they'd be in trouble because Manhattan Project is an image book and
whatever.
Watchmen's
crossover.
Not
crossover.
Yeah, DC's gonna give up Watchmen.
That's all you have to tell them. Crossover,
right.
Bro.
Let's cross. Oh, okay, here we go. You're fucking right.
Okay, guys.
God is Dead is really good too. It's another Jonathan Hickman book.
Yeah,
Mike Acosta's been writing the last couple issues, but it's a really good book.
Kevin Sorbo's in a movie called God Is Not Dead.
It's true. Will you stop breathing into the mic like that? Jesus Christ.
When
it's like you just came.
When the yeah, I did. When God's Not Dead first came out, I thought it was like a documentary about religion.
It makes it look like it is.
And then I saw a preview for it for the first time, like recently. I was like, that's Hercules. That's Hercules in this documentary about God.
He's just continuing his legendary journeys.
good stuff.
Yeah. Joe, next month, not to skip ahead to November, but Saga Hardcover Volume 1 comes out next month.
That's right.
Along as well as Scott Snyder's
How many issues Wait. Coming in with it?
The first 18?
Yeah, it was pretty significant.
First three
amount.
Story arcs?
Yeah.
And Volume 4 of the trade paperbacks soon, too. Is this month, right? I think, too?
I haven't seen it yet.
Going I thought I saw it listed on...
through all of here. I wouldn't doubt it that it's coming out.
Yeah, it's got Alana on the cover in her her soap opera outfit. That one, it looks like the same cover was done on one of the issues where it's all black with her in the spotlight. But that could be a tentative cover, too. Like I said, I think it's this month. But yeah, the hardcover one looks awesome because it's Alana breastfeeding... what's her kid's name? Can't think of it right now.
Yes.
Shit. What's the kid's name?
Oh, come on.
God damn it. Stupid brain.
Yeah, dumb brain work.
Oh, I can't think of her name
Was
right
that
now.
This month? The deluxe 25th anniversary of Arkham Asylum?
Yeah, so that would be October 29th.
That's pretty dope.
It's a hardcover edition, yeah.
Oh, the Grant Morrison one?
The 25th anniversary?
Yeah.
Dang.
25th anniversary. That's crazy.
I'm just happy that...
You're going to be able to get a hardcover?
No, I have the hardcover.
I know. But now it's going to be like
I'm
available
happy that
everywhere.
I have the first edition hardcover of that thing. I finally found it after looking for it for how many years. It's weird that no comic convention that we went to in those years had that book.
Yeah.
And it was even to the point where we were sitting there going, did they actually make a hardcover of that book? Because all we could find were soft covers, paperbacks. And then, all about books and comics here in Phoenix,
there.
Arizona. Just sitting there, two copies, just chilling there.
Yep.
You know, for a decent price, too, which it was like $25.
So Joe bought both of them, ate one, so it'd be part of them.
So it'd be part of them. And then, so there's one less in the world.
Are you a
mine's worth more.
You plan on just going and destroying all the other ones and collecting their powers. You're like a comic book Nazi Highlander.
I'm cutting the heads
it's a
off.
Psychopath. It's from Chew. He absorbs
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I was just talking about that. Thanks for paying attention.
Highlander.
There can be only one. Get the fuck sword away from me. What the hell's wrong with you?
Just like, give me your comics.
I will eat all your comic books. You can read them, bro.
Like, we'll let you borrow them.
Yeah, like you don't have to kill anybody for them.
I have
don't
to eat
them.
But I want them in me.
I'm sorry. I almost threw up a lot right now.
I should borrow comics from you and then post on Twitter like
pictures of you putting it in them.
They're like Fables. I am in you.
I'm gonna borrow Fables? You read Volume 1, right?
Yeah, I read Volume 1.
I got the other ones.
I know I do.
You can borrow them if you want. They're fantastic.
Don't eat them.
Don't
eat
them, though.
Or put them in you.
Or put you in them.
Yeah, don't. Like, stay separate.
Why don't you wear gloves when you eat them now? Because I don't trust you.
Maybe mittens.
And don't use your dick to turn the pages.
That's half the fun, though.
It's why. Every page has, like, this mushroom-stained grease mark on it. Gross. You're gross. Why would you even talk like that?
All right. So anything else, Joe, for the month?
Kind of rounding out the month, October 29th, you'll see the release of Fade Out number 3. I do own the first issue, but I'll admit that I haven't read it yet.
It's the Brewbreaker one, right?
Yeah, it's the Brewbreaker's
that
new
one. It wasn't as good as Fatal, I think, but it's good.
Fatal
is really good, too.
Another continuing series of his, which is actually pretty good, even though I've fallen behind on it. Low number 4, which again I picked up the first issue of it. Still have yet to read it because I was going
about last week, right?
I believe it was last week on on a whim because they happened to have a first issue first printing just sitting in front of me.
So good.
That's, I mean, there's obviously stuff that we probably glossed over and didn't really talk about. There's Saga number 24 on October 29th right there. And look, Sex number 17 also on that day.
Yeah.
So October 29th is going to be a pretty
big...
Sex
number 17.
What's the cover of Saga 24?
It looks like Lion Cat and...
Is
no,
that...
that's not Lion Cat. That's some other dude.
Lino?
Lino. That's Lino.
Yeah. Lino Richie.
Hello.
No, because that's that's what's his name's sister and her animal. Remember, she mentioned that when she was in the hospital with what's the guy was tracking him in the beginning, it had Lion Cat.
It's a
Cat Scratch Fever.
Cat Scratch Fever.
No, The Truth.
The Truth. Yeah. So The Truth. That's his sister.
Yeah.
And her animal, which apparently is a giant dog.
Is The Truth gonna set him free?
He's in the hospital because he got fucked up.
Mm. Fuck The Truth.
I do want to mention with Saga.
It's insane.
It is insane. But
bonafidely insane.
Is it going to be a continuing series beyond his normal 60?
He says he has no endpoint.
He has no endpoint on it. That's right. Okay, good. Because
which means it could stop tomorrow.
Oh, that would be horrible. Because this is actually issue 24. So if he's doing, or the one that will be coming in October, if he's doing his normal 60, we'd be almost halfway through.
50 to 60, depending on which series.
But we'd still be like almost halfway through it, which is would be super depressing because the comic is actually just so amazing.
Yeah, he has no end number right now. This one's continuing for a while.
Good. I hope he keeps writing it even after he's dead. Be awesome.
Why would you wish that upon him? Why would you say that out loud? Why would you put that in the world? He will live forever.
He will live forever because he's writing this forever.
Like you.
Yes, we're going to have a real talk about how that works, because he's definitely going to die at some point.
No.
You shut your fucking mouth.
I'm just letting you know.
No. No. We need to make him a vampire, so he'll live forever. Just or have him cut off, you know, a Highlander's head.
Give him point. Fake plastic.
Or eat a comic teeth. Book.
Yeah. Eat a comic
Actually,
book.
No, we want it. If you want to live him forever, he has to be more than one, right? So yeah, we don't want him to kill the Highlander. And don't have any Highlanders kill him, because one will live forever and they're immortal until there's
so
only
one.
So
we trap two.
Yeah. We trap one so no one can get to him, so Brian Kayvon lives on forever.
Just keep him alive.
And somehow get
we
Fiona
push
Staples
him, like,
to do the same thing.
Fruits and water underneath the door.
Hey, do you think Canada has Highlanders? Like, do you think there's an immortal from Canada?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
All right.
Yeah.
But they would
it's
they
a
would
little
always
bit different though
they like might
cut down
they might,
trees.
Well, they might be dead though. Like, they might be easy dead because they'd be too polite to kill anybody.
So they're just all hanging out.
Yeah, it's like, well, hey, man, we don't need to kill each other. Let's all live forever, eh?
Eh?
Hey, what's this cutting these people's heads off a boot?
It was a Highlander that landed the Gimli glider.
Really? That was two French Canadians.
No, one of them was a Highlander, though.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's why he had the experience.
Yeah, because he cut off some heads of other pilots. Highlanders. Highlander pilots.
Highlander.
I don't think that's
hey,
right
remember the theme song to the TV show?
That's
the
Queen
the best one,
yeah.
Dude. Maybe best intro song for a TV show ever. No, it is. You guys can stop thinking about it. It is the best one for a TV song ever. That and A-Team.
Airwolf was pretty bomb, though.
Airwolf's pretty good, but it's behind Queen and A-Team.
Do you like me some Queen?
You can think about it. We'll come back to it later.
Even go with like Cheers,
no,
like the classic. Everybody knows your name.
Dun, 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 dun. No, but it like that's good, but it's not badass.
Did Joe tell you about the Norm's bar?
You guys have a Norm?
No. So we were driving. I think it was back from Universal Studios 2 weekends ago, as of recording this. We passed by a bar name like called Norm's, and we're like, "Oh, that's where you went after Cheers closed."
He got his own spinoff,
and then,
but he didn't televise it.
The best part is his theme song would be like, "Where nobody knows your name," because he would never remember anybody but Norm's, because it would be the opposite, because he would be the worst like bar owner ever, drinking his own product.
It's just basically a dude sitting in his garage drinking lots of beer.
Him and Cliff.
Cliff's all spouting out a bunch of useless fake fucking knowledge.
Oh, it was all real. It was. It's true.
Still useless.
No, wasn't it's useless.
Wasn't all true.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No,
name one that wasn't.
I've watched the whole first like three seasons like recently. Like a lot of them not accurate.
They're all real.
Maybe the Cliff.
That's all that matters.
Let's call him up.
Because we can do that.
He has his number, right?
Yeah, John Rutsberg. I'm going to give you a call here in a minute.
All right. So that was it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like I said, we probably glossed over a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we did. It's all right.
Yeah. We'll get better
just
at this.
Just message Joe. He'll tell you what he's reading, all three books, and then I won't answer you at all.
His stacks and stacks of novels that he won't read.
True.
It's true.
We'll get into that to another point.
Yeah.
So that's it for this episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
My name is Mike.
And I'm Cody. And that's it for the week.
Got you, fucker.
Yeah, just like you got me with Minecraft, huh?
Later.